I'm here with Sergei Malnikov, who's the photographer responsible for this exhibition. Mr. Malnikov, did you take all of these photos yourself?
Yes, of course. Those are my photographs.
And so how long did it take you to compile these?
They're all my downtime. That's mean... Когда у нас Майдан начался? В октябре?
30 ноября.
Yeah, from November...
30th? So 1 year, really.
To 2013 till February, end of February next year.
Okay. And this Soul of Ukraine Foundation, what's your relation to that? You are the...
I'm founder.
You're the founder of that. And that's a Ukrainian organization?
That's a Ukrainian and a U.S.
And this that is paying for the exhibition? Or
Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen. And
How much is it costing you to stage this exhibition here?
The full job cost like one section like $25,000-$35,000.
That's just for the Riga
exhibition? No, not for the Riga. I mean that's a very difficult to calculate because that's a lot of job, okay?
Sure.
That's a 1 mile of only the metal section. That's mm-hmm. a not full exhibition. That's most of the all photographs, but we have a little bit more. Please calculate by yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is
a couple months stayed in a Maidan time, okay? Filming, developing, I use a film camera, printing, editing, that's a lot of job.
And this is the first time it's been outside of Ukraine? Or?
No. The first time we show this part of this exhibition in a World Peace Forum in Luxembourg. That's last year. Then Chile, Santiago de Chile. Then another one. Another one in somewhere in Germany, I think in Munich.
Oh, it's been in Munich as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, okay. And that's...
And where after Riga?
Yeah.
Where will it go after Riga?
After Riga, we go to Warsaw.
Oh, to Russia?
Poland. No, Poland.
Poland, to Russia, okay.
To Russia, welcome.
That would have been surprising.
Yeah. Supposed to be for a couple hours.
And, I mean, speaking of Russia, we had the incident a couple of days ago where I think that end of the exhibition was attacked.
Uh-huh.
What was your reaction to that? Uh-huh. Did you expect that to happen?
That's not end of exhibition. That's when we started. Just started, come with car, with boxes, and we put one flag on the street. And two people attacked them.
Straight away, as soon as you put
Okay.
But I understand the flag
the police,
was...
The police, one of them, the police captured us today.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was a Ukrainian flag, or...?
That's a Ukrainian flag, That's a Ukrainian, that's a national Ukrainian army flag. That's a red and a black.
It wasn't the Pravi sector as it was.
That's a wrong information.
Okay.
Do you know what mean, who is painter, very famous painter Repin?
Yeah, Ilya Repin, of course.
Ilya Repin, okay. Look to Ilya Repin, that's like 200 years ago, right?
Yeah. One of my favorite paintings.
Go to Repin. What is name? This piece art.
But that flag is in his.
No. That's a very, very, very famous. That's a Kazakhs make a letter to Turkish Sultan.
Okay.
That's a flag. That's a
red. So it's a battle flag.
Two flags. One national Ukrainian, okay, national color, I mean. And the second one, that's a red, and that's a very, very old. I have absolutely no idea why the people tell this is a private sector flag. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Looking at the exhibition, there's lots of the Latvian coat of arms on there as well. What support have you had from Latvian government or from ministries to put this exhibition on? Yeah,
very support. Yeah, the government and Minister of Foreign Affairs. The Minister of Foreign Affairs invited this exhibition to Riga.
They invited the exhibition here to Riga.
Okay. That's invite.
Right.
And help to us with transportation and that's a 2-ton.
So they provided total. Logistic, logistic help.
Logistic help, transportation also, and of course the paperwork. I mean the with the city.
Right.
A lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
The permission for that. Permission for that.
Yeah. That's always the way.
We spent normally. I know the people spent like a couple of weeks for to get the special permission for the exhibition, like that in the center of the town. Okay, we spent a couple of days only.
And I had a brief look at your biography earlier on, and it said that you had listed you had 3 university degrees, including one in biochemistry.
Yep.
Where did you study? Where did you find time? Well,
Soviet
to...
Union time. That's a long time. I'm old man.
So all 3 degrees are from the Soviet era. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe since you went to the U.S. you had been studying as well.
No, and I escaped Soviet Union long time again. The Soviet Union time. Okay. And I get the U.S. passport. I hold it U.S. Citizen. More than 25 years, but in the U.S. you know English. I spent in the U.S. maybe 3 or 4 years only.
Are you traveling a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. And